Here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio Online. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible. This is the day in the middle of the week of the work week, Wednesday, July the 26th, 2017. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Paradise, California. And I welcome you all to another episode of If You Have Questions, We Have Answers. And you can submit questions per email to win. You can find the email address in the announcement email, if that comes out at all. Let me see if I can find the email address. It starts with questions, and then I don't know anymore. The email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And if you have a question that applies to WIN's criteria, then it might even be asked tonight on the call, as we will do again a live channeling session that Terry Brown has our sources come through with answers. Good evening and welcome to the call. If you had just came on board, thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Gijs. It's Cleo from Connecticut. How are you?
I'm doing well, Cleo. Welcome to the call.
Thank you so much.
All right. We are live on BBS Radio Online. And so this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. And here is Cleo from Connecticut, who joins in as the today. And here we have the next caller. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you, Gijs.
All right. And I want to say again that every day, 7 days a week, there is a about half-hour gathering on the conference call, the Whole Planet Healing conference call, and the phone number I will give you here in a moment. You can also find it and at the website wholeplanethealing.com. And if you want to dial in, it is every evening at 7 p.m. Pacific. The phone number is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 25013#. And I think it's a great opportunity for everyone to be part of making this world a better place. What we do is, what WIN does, is he's always there. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
Who, me?
Hello, me. That must be Dharmananda.
Oh, yeah, Dharmananda, right.
Welcome to the call, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
I was just talking to the audience that might have listened in, but might be listening in through BBS Radio. About the Whole Planet Healing call. Here we have somebody else joining in at the conference line. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to. And the next person, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, it's Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger. Good evening to you and welcome.
Good evening, everybody.
All right. Yeah, we are at the clock of six. And we wait for WIN to be here shortly, as well as Terry Brown, as we will go into questions again tonight. And back to the Whole Planet Healing call. And away from it again. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys. It's Michelle in Cambria.
Hi, Michelle. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. Thanks.
All right. And the next caller, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don, and welcome.
Thanks.
All right. Back to the Whole Planet Healing call. Anyway, good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, two people from Arizona. You're here, Terry Brown. Good evening, Terry, and welcome.
Hey, Terry. We're in sync.
And Raiden. Welcome to the call, Raiden.
Thank you, sir. Welcome to you with being here.
Thank you so much. All right. I give it one more try to speak about the Whole Planet Healing call. We do in the first hour. Initially, we open up. Sometimes we tell a joke. We get connected, and a few minutes in it, Win usually reads a quote from one of the sessions, whereafter we personal and planetary healing altogether, about half an hour. You are all welcome. Some folks joined in here just now. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
It is Win.
Hello, Win. Welcome.
In the usual place.
Sedona, Arizona?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for being
Hello.
Here, Win. We are at 6:02. We are live on BBS Radio online. We have a bunch of people here on the phone line. Whenever you are ready, Win, we get the ball rolling.
Do we have Terry here?
Yes,
here.
Sir.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi.
I am almost ready.
All right, so we did have another caller join in here in the last minute. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudence in Michigan.
Prudy,
hello,
good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you.
Silence can be golden, especially if we live in times like these.
We don't have any more pregnant pauses since we've been doing Whole Planet Healing. Have you noticed that?
Might be a pregnant pause.
It might be?
Yeah.
You know what I mean by a pregnant pause?
Just giving rise to something.
Maybe I'm not using the right terminology, but oftentimes in interactions between people, if suddenly there's silence, everybody feels uncomfortable, and they feel like somebody wants to jump in and keep the entertaining ball rolling, okay? And now it's awkward pause. Maybe pregnant is not the right word, okay?
Pregnant is usually when there's some really good a good realization that is taking place, coming to create, being creative, coming up.
A pregnant pause is a technique of comic timing used to accentuate a comedy element where the comic pauses at the end of a phrase to build up suspense.
Well, that's interesting.
I'd love to impregnate.
Say that again?
Say it again.
A pregnant pause is a technique of comic timing used to accentuate a comedy element where the comic pauses to the end of a phrase to build up suspense.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. That's one definition.
Now, here's another definition. A pregnant pause silence is an occasion when nobody speaks, although people are aware that there are feelings or thoughts to express. There was a pregnant pause before she replied. And here's another one. What is an awkward silence? An awkward silence is an I think awkward silence is probably what I mean, okay?
Oh.
An awkward silence is an uncomfortable pause in a conversation or presentation. The unpleasant nature of such silence is associated with feelings of anxiety as the participants feel pressured to speak but are not sure of what to say next, but are unsure of what to say next.
I don't think it was ever that bad.
The one connects and the other one abandons.
Mm-hmm. But I think awkward silence is fairly common, something everyone has experienced in conversations where nobody is talking and everyone feels this need to fill the space, okay? And when they do, it can be kind of awkward. All right, we have some really good questions tonight, and a couple of the questions could take the whole call, actually.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
So let us start the recording. Right?
This conference is being recorded.
This is July 26, 2017, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Another edition of You've Got Questions, We've Got Answers. Okay? And I don't know why I said okay there. I was like, am I asking for your approval? No. Forget that. Okay. All right. And this is Wynn and Terry Brown. And Terry is a communicator for an intelligence in another dimension that identifies itself as the Council of Elohim and part of the Ra group. And these are angelic sources that can see through the veils, can perceive us, can perceive our dilemmas, can connect with us energetically, and have a lot of wisdom to offer on some of the questions, both deep and not deep, about life and our own life challenges. So I'm going to call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra'an, and we bring in the energy, and we extend the energy to areas that are seeking to connect with us. We can do it all at the same time. If there are many people, we can do access with everyone at the same time. It is our joy and a sacred moment in time when we are able to connect with you. Do you have questions?
Yes. My first question here is from Edna. Another really good question. And she would like to ask about the difference between dreaming and leaving the body at night. How do we know when we are dreaming as a brain activity and processing daily events versus leaving the body and experience other dimensions? And, you know, where she didn't say this, I'm going to add this for myself, are going into perverted experiences projected by the negative to trap us while we're sleeping. How do we know what our activities are? And then, let me finish your question. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you answer that, and then I'll ask your question, okay?
Thank you. A lot of what you experience when you are dreaming depends upon your focus. If you're focused in, on the material world or on the things that are going on in your life, it will bring forth perhaps dreams that would be the inner workings of yourself that are seeking to find answers to give you experiences while you are sleeping that will support you in your adventures in your waking life and will fill in the blanks, give you answers that you are seeking to work out. These answers can come from the experiences of your past or can come from the higher sources that are giving you lessons in your dreams that will help you with the issues of your current life. If a person is dreaming and they're leaving their body and they are experiencing while they are going adventures in other realms or remote type of connections, this is more rare. And it can seem interconnected with inner workings at some point when one has a focus and one is going outside of the body to get experiences that one is seeking and to bring them back into their focus in their waking life or not, because they may not remember if they don't write down their dreams, often the dreams fade. And the connection with the dream fades, but the lessons catapult one often to a new level of awareness.
Thank you. And the last one, you didn't quite address it, but I do know there are times when people are sleeping and they actually go into negative realms, even sometimes to the point where they come back with bruises, which probably were inflicted on negative astral realms and got downloaded into their bodies, just in the way a healing gets downloaded into the body. If that is an accurate explanation, and you can comment on that, and a person finds it to be true for them, what is the way for them to put a stop to that experience?
There are more than one question in your questions. If the person is focused on the areas of sex or of areas that are connected with the netherworld, or that they have fears about it, they could be accessed by negative influences that take and abduct their astral body, their light body, and leave their physical body there and take their light body. And we do not wish to bring in negativity here, as we do not wish to bring it into people's consciousness, because once it is in their consciousness, then it can lead to disruption with their sleep. We have said too much already.
Would you say that if someone is having trouble before they go to sleep, to call on Elohim and Ra, or play an audio of Elohim Ra to help bring protection?
Then I ask him for protection against what? And then it can come in around them with protection, but it indicates that they have a fear, and fear tends to bring in what you fear.
Let me continue with Edna's question here, okay? Most of the times when I wake up, I bring the feelings from the surroundings where I was. I then get confused and ask myself if I am having a parallel life on another dimension, or if I am only processing events of the day. There is something going on, and I would like help in understanding it. Thank you, Edna.
Thank you. It may appear as a parallel life as you explore and other lives and other Well, and you may be maintaining connection with more than one life at the same time.
Thank you. In other words, her soul could be having two lives in different realms, and they kind of bleed through when she's sleeping.
It could be, or she's checking in with another realm, another life. She's checking in on that.
Okay, thank you. Next question. This is from Joshua T. in The Colony, Texas. Good question, Joshua. I have always struggled with self-love. Is the origin of my internal struggle stemming from a past life? May I have some guidance on how to move forward with strengthening the love for myself? And I want to make a comment and an additional question here. Years ago, when I was studying astrology, I remember that there was aspects between the sun and the moon. And the sun represented your outer self, and the moon represented your inner self. And that when the sun and the moon were in good aspect to each other, that you would have kind of an outer and inner harmony working well. And there was a tendency to feel more balanced. When the sun and the moon were not in good aspect, or when they were in what's called opposition or square, there was a tendency to feel out of balance with yourself. And that, probably self-love is somewhat of a condition. And maybe that's probably more reasons, but one of the things that have to do with the sun-moon aspect. And when you had a difficult aspect with the sun and the moon, you could use it as a motivation to move into the world to complete the energy. And in fact, I have a difficult aspect with the sun and moon, so I understand that process. It's like there's a need to complete yourself, at least in the physical, with energies that you bring in from outside yourself to do things which cause that. You can use it as a motivating force. And I wanted to throw that in and see what our sources comment about that as an aspect. And I don't know if that's true with Joshua or not, but I turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. Things that you say have nuggets of information in areas. For instance, if the sun and the moon are in opposition, or if it is approaching a full moon, it can, much like the tides change, it has a pull upon the physical body and can pull alignments out of place within the physical body, and can make for a difficult time. This is good, though, in that it allows for a new look at things, and as they get jostles around in one, and a pep one in slightly different manners, one can see more, learn more about themselves and what needs to be done to have the harmony between the inner and the outer. There is past life aspect to this, in that some of the lifetimes involve situations that were critical of you, and it is important to maintain your own balance, your own integrity, your own identity, to not take on those different difficult aspects, although one may review them or review the feelings and may write themselves. Balance is important. Do not be hard on yourself if it is hard to achieve self-love. If you have friends and family around you that give you love and nurturing, and this can help you heal from past traumas and make it easier to balance yourself.
That's your answer, yes?
That's correct.
The guidance on how to move forward with strengthening love is to create loving relationships with people, experience letting other people love you.
Yes, that is important. And sometimes
we're proud. People are too proud to allow their need for love to be shown to other people.
Or may not feel that they are worthy of it, or may not feel that it will be shown to them. They're nervous that that it might not be real, or might not last.
So they might get rejected, or whatever.
Fear
of rejection.
But take it moment by moment.
Yeah. How about sexual, being received sexually within the context of self-love? Is that a healing?
That if one is having sexual relations, it is a good avenue to let some of the self-love come in, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question. Is there any difference between accessing one's higher self, expanding one's consciousness, or raising one's personal frequency? That's from Don Herman.
Thank you. Well, being is a whole working together, like all of the parts of a clock are working together to create the time phase. The higher self works and directs the middle self and the lower self. The lower self is a function of the body. The body organs function together uniformly. The middle self include the mind and if one is experiencing non-unification of consciousness by mind chatter, then one needs to listen and to see what is going on, and the higher self keeps balance over it all and provides direction.
Thank you. Okay, we have a question from David in Grove City, Pennsylvania. You know what? We're getting really good questions. You know, people are really getting into the root of their issues. And it's a really good way to use this opportunity to connect, you know, with the sources we're connecting with. And, you know, a lot of times people don't want to do it because they're shy about letting their distortions or their challenges be seen by the public. So I just want to acknowledgement for those of you who are willing to do it, okay? Because
yes,
it's a great opportunity. Yeah, sometimes it's far more important sometimes to talk about that than the ways the universe works, which we talk about a lot, where you're kind of detached from it, but learning these deep esoteric things, although that has value as well. So everything has value, but this is a question from Dave Herringer, and he starts off saying, I'm shy to talk about it, but I suppose I have a good mind, so inspires me to make that comment. And it makes me feel a bit like a misfit sometimes. Is this because I'm a very old soul? I can't recall, but I believe our sources said my track goes back to the Creator, or something to that effect. What does that mean? Was I one of the original divisions of the Creator? David.
Thank you. Give us a moment. You have more than one question here.
You want me to ask the questions one at a time?
Yes, please.
Okay. Is David a very old soul?
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
Sometimes people think if you're an old...
He's been developing lessons as he has experienced his lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think a lot of the people, many of the people who keep coming to our calls would tend to be older souls, or they would otherwise people would lose interest. Is that a reasonable assumption?
As a person becomes an older soul, they have more wisdom, they have more experience, and sometimes they've been in more troubles.
Right. And being an older soul in this realm can make you feel like a misfit, yes?
It can, as one his foreknowledge and more understanding, more sense of that there is more than just this one physical life, as one has more young souls who lack understanding or lack knowledge can be hard to connect with for an older soul.
Which then makes them feel like a misfit. Or like we don't fit in.
Yes. However, if you find a group that are similar to you, then you will begin to see that you do fit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And another question about an old soul. It seems to me an old soul who's in this realm, if they compromise themselves in this realm, they would have more susceptibility to karma because on some level they know better, whereas a younger soul is still learning and doesn't know.
They do not realize that the consequences, the impact of their actions, so they tend to be more foolhardy.
Yeah. But in their foolhardiness, they may get hurt. But I might not say they were getting karma because they didn't know any better. It's like when you start to know better, well, they have karma because they're a younger soul. Well, it's hard to use vocabulary here. They're more in a more contracted space.
The consequences of their actions become apparent, and they begin to realize the impact of their actions and what it has to the meaning of their life.
Mm-hmm. That's for a younger soul, right?
Yes.
And that's how a younger soul becomes an older soul, by constantly going through all that, making mistakes, making adjustments, and learning by trial and error, right?
Yes. It is a little like the fool in the tarot deck that does not realize the stove is hot and the cliff is ahead, or does not see consequences that after one has been in the realm for a while, they begin to see the impact that or their actions can have.
Now, David had asked the question that at some time he heard it said that his track goes back to the Creator or something to that effect. Is that true? Is he that old soul?
Yes. However, realize that time is relative, and one exists outside of time, and when you apply time, then they can get older, more experience, more lessons. However, they are still there from the vibrating
for us,
they were at the start.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, final question is, was I one of the original divisions of the Creator?
We do not. We leave it up to you to see what you feel and work your way through what it may have been.
Thank you. Okay, question from Kathleen in Albuquerque. Could you please talk about the body, the innate body, body innate ability to heal or spontaneous remission, and how they can be used to heal a person? Kathleen, maybe heal another person or heal yourself. Now, of course, we're having a lot of experience with Kimberly recently. And from my experience, I have never met anyone who is able to cause shifts in another person's body in terms of healing. And I talked to Kimberly, and one of the things that she constantly talks about is that, to me, is how someone ultimately has to heal themselves. And she provokes people in her way to cause them to heal themselves. And she can't always do it because the person has to go beyond their normal frequency levels to do that. She would describe that as going into 12D. And if you ever heard her work on somebody, she is always asking them to repeat, I am in 12D now. I am love and light. And try to get some sense of conviction from the person when they're repeating that. So these are things I've observed from someone who seems to be doing, to the best of my personal experience, what Kathleen is asking about. So I just wanted to insert that. Please talk about the body, the innate body, innate ability to heal or spontaneous remission, and how they can be used to heal a person.
Thank you. And the 12th dimension is the beginning of creation. It is outside of the physical. It is in the God realm. And when one is able to step outside of the third density and move to where things have begun creation, that come down through the densities and result in the physical manifestations, one is able to change things at a much easier rate. Because once the manifestations have been downloaded into the third density, it has become a reality, and it is hard to back up and change reality at that point. So if you move into the God realm, then at the beginning of creation, one is able to more easily affect the outcomes.
Now, with myself, I notice that I can create with another person the feeling of communion or oneness. And I postulate that when one is able to create momentarily a connection of oneness, and this is where you're not losing your sovereignty, you're coming together, and there's an energy that comes through which could be Some people might call that energy the Holy Spirit. May not be, and maybe that's sometimes the case. But it's within the context of holding this energy that allows, I'm asking this, is it within the context of holding this energy that one starts the beginning process of healing with another person?
Yes, the Holy Spirit is the application of love, the application of energy, the application of healing. So when one addresses the 12th dimension and the beginning of creation, and then one applies the healing energy from the Holy Spirit to bring it in and flood the body with it, then the body responds.
Is the Holy Spirit a product of 12D?
The Holy Spirit is, it is very connected with 12D. It is more into the area of manifestation and energy and vibration. 12D is those manifestations are just being created. Yes.
And when we talk about 12D, as Kimberly refers to it, how does that relate to the eight dimensions that Ra talks about in the Ra material? Where is 12D in that span of the eight dimensions?
12D is the point of all, where everything is at the beginning. 8 density is more after the densities have been formed, the energies have been formed, the life force is more pronounced. 12D is the beginning.
So 12D is beyond the densities, so to speak?
It is the point where everything is beginning. Everything is beginning.
Is that the point of where the one infinite creator is?
Yes. And all is one. And in the 12th dimension, all is one and love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Since it has a number, 12, and since Ra has number 1 through 8, is this another way of ordering the dimensions? Like 12D, 11D, 10D, 9D, 8D, 7D, 6D, 5D, etc., or 8th dimension, 8th density, 7th density, are they covering the same spectrum, essentially, but with different numerical division?
The 12th dimension goes beyond the 8th, and the 8th is already in creation. The 12th is the beginning of creation.
Mm-hmm. How about the 11th?
The 11th is where things are begun to be organized and formed. The 10th is where the Elohim must reside. We hope that helps.
But we're talking about a different sequence than the Ra sequence.
It has its own unique characteristics.
Okay.
And the 12th goes beyond the 8th.
Okay. You know what? I want to ask one more question. There's another important question that came in. And from genie, and I am going to just summarize your question, genie, okay, and ask it simply. Obviously, right now, there is a tremendous service to self encroachment beginning and established in the free will of this realm. And we're having more of genies mentioning they're starting to implant chips in people. There's a company having their employees chipped as a requirement for work. And numerous other things that, you know, sometimes can be scary to notice, but I do happen to notice them. And from a person who is on a spiritual path, and this encroachment is getting closer to them, which some people would call the mark of the beast, biblically. But in any case, how is one to on a personal level, handle this encroachment when it starts getting encroaching on them, where they're faced with this choice of, maybe this won't happen. Maybe it won't get to this point, so I don't want to assume that it will. But if they got faced with the choice of having to chip themselves or not get a job or having to chip themselves or go to jail, how is a human supposed to respond to those things?
Right now, it has not reached that point, and one needs to take it moment by moment, and if it has not encroached into your own life, but it is merely a threat or possibility that is in general out there, one needs to not work for that company at this point. One needs to find people that are in the know about such things and support those people and those groups. If you generalize and see that there is a threat because of the general populace starting to buy those ideas, it has not reached that point, and one needs to refocus on their life and their group of friends, and if they work for that company, they need to find another job.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. If I should say something was a worst-case scenario, which maybe I shouldn't say because maybe that brings it in, so I won't say it, okay? But in the meantime, we're all still being deluged with negative stuff from chemtrails, from air, from all kinds of things around us that we have no choice over. When you raise the frequency of your body, does it help you to process the negative things that are impacting our body?
Not only to raise the frequency of your body, but to the food you eat, and to the ideas you think, and to the media you take in, but to focus to move into your safe zone more by your focus and your things that you choose in your individual life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? That's the end of our session tonight. We're out of time. So thank you so much for being here. We are going to move over to Whole Planet Healing. Do you have any final comments before we change calls?
Our energy heart goes out to each and every one of you who listens, whether or will listen, or who is asking for something for the greatest good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. And let me give you the access number if anyone is on the call that doesn't know it. The access number for Whole Planet Healing is 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250513, 712-770-4340, 250513. We'll see you on Whole Planet Healing. Pound. Thank you. Thank you, Don. Okay.
Your conference recording has stopped. Goodbye.